Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, let's return to something we haven't done for a while, our trending in the centuries. We'll do trending in the 7th century. We begin with two popes. The first is Gregory the Great. He stretches back into the end of the 6th century, starting his papacy at 590. And it ended with his death in 604. He was followed briefly by a pope who wasn't all that strong, and then he was followed by Pope Boniface III. He was only pope for 9 months in 607, but he was very influential, and between Boniface III and Gregory I, we see the rise of the supremacy of the papacy, and that very much trended in the 7th century. It was Pope Boniface III who gave the papacy, gave himself the title Universal Bishop. So the first thing trending is the rise of the supremacy of the papacy. Well, let's stay in Rome for a little bit. In 630, the Curia Julia was converted into a church. The Curia Julia was the Roman Senate House. The Senate House was begun by none other than Julius Caesar. Yes, et tu, Brute, Julius Caesar. And 75 years after he began the work, it was completed by Octavius. The Senate met in that building all those years and all those centuries, right up until 630, when it was converted into a church. By the way, in the 20th century, Mussolini had all the church artifice removed. And in 1938, he restored the structure to its original Roman Senate glory. Well, leaving Rome, let's go to the north, to England. In 608, we have the earliest tradition of the great English epic poem, Beowulf. The tale of the hero Beowulf, who is slaying dragons and slaying the monster Grendel. And of course, let's not forget the much worse monster, Grendel's mom. So the epic poem was trending in the 7th century. Also trending was a heresy. They're trending all the time. So in the 7th century, we have Nestorianism. It was condemned in the Second Council of Constantinople back in 553, and the Chalcedonian Creed was reaffirmed. But alas, Nestorianism was still alive in the 7th century. Well, also alive was St. Wilfrid. St. Wilfrid was born in 634 in Northumbria. He died in 709. He founded a number of abbeys and monasteries. He claims to bring the rule of St. Benedict to English monasticism and bringing order and structure to the monasteries all over England. Caedmon also lived in the 7th century, 652 to 684, the second half of the 7th century. He's known as the father of English sacred song. Well, also in the 7th century is Muhammad and the rise of Islam. Muhammad was born in 570. The first Quranic vision claimed by Muhammad was in 610, and then he began his teachings there in Mecca. Not met with success, but rather opposition and persecution, he left Mecca for Medina in 622. In 629, he returned with an overwhelming army and simply took the city of Mecca. He died 3 years later in 632. At his death, he had somewhere around 50,000 adherents. And so we have the beginning and the rise of Islam. One last thing from the 7th century. The earliest record of the spinach plant comes to us from the 7th century. It was a record written in Chinese in 647 AD. So there you have it. Eat your spinach. And remember, that's what was trending in the 7th century. Well, I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. We have a moment for a bonus quote, and this one comes from Richard Sibbes in his book, The Bruised Reed. We are weak, but we are His. We are deformed, but yet carry His image upon us. A father looks not so much at the blemishes of his child as his own nature in him. So Christ finds matter of love from that which is His own in us. Christ sees His own nature in us.